Welcome. This is the Worshiping Church. Everybody look at your syllabus. Should say the Worshiping Church. Be sure you're in the right class. My name's Pastor Terry, and I love Jesus. How many of you love Jesus tonight? Amen. If you love Jesus, give him a praise, okay? All right, now, what you just did is what we're going to talk about for the next 9 hours, and that's how to express how much we love our King. And the Bible says that in Psalm 100, enter into his courts with what?
Thanks.
Amen. All right, look in your syllabus, my sweet little friends. The very first page I think you have says the table of contents. I'm not going to read the table of contents, but I want to talk to you about it. I want to talk to you about where we're headed. I think a good leader tells you where you're going. And then when they're in the midst of you, say, this is where we are, and this is where we've been, and now this is where we're going. What we're going to cover here in these next 9 hours has a lot to do with what we did over there, but not the entirety of it. Worship, everybody look up at me. Worship is not just music. If you believe it's just music, then you're going to have this wonderful revelation over the next 9 hours. Worship is not just music. We're going to cover a lot of the things that are listed there in the table of contents. And let me just real quickly kind of relate them. It says worship before creation. We're going to find out where it started. We're going to trace the very first worship leader that was ever known. We're going to talk about praise, how that's different from worship. We're going to talk about Judah, what that means in the scriptures. We're going to talk about what Judah means in Psalms and prophecy. We're going to talk about how what we did here is an expression, a physical expression of praise. We're going to talk about the instruments that were known in David's time. Then we're going to talk about a life of worship. We're not going to just talk about like just singers. Sometimes, you know, people say, oh, I don't want to come to that class. It's just for musicians. And that's a wrong attitude. Worship, which is the whole focus of our next three nights, is about a lifestyle that expresses itself sometimes in music and sometimes not. Then we're going to talk about all the aspects of worship. And as we get to the end, we're going to talk about singing a new song, a song that only you can sing and only you can sing and only you can sing. The song that only you can sing that's different than the one that I sing. Now, everybody look up at me. God is after three things in this world, my Bible tells me. He seeks three things. He seeks the lost, does he not? The Bible says he seeks the lost. He also says, I'll seek those that will stand in the gap for me. Intercessors. But finally, he says to the lady at the well, he says, you know what? My father's looking for something else. He's not looking for evangelists. He's not looking for teachers. He's not looking for pastors and nursery workers, though those are important. But he says, my father's seeking something. He's seeking worshipers. And a life of a worshiper is something that we live before God that's different than any of those other aspects. Turn to your first page now past the table of contents and let's talk about this. Chapter 1 there, and you're on page 4 and I'm not because my syllabus is a little different. Now, those of you on the tape and those of you in the class, if I make a wrong page number, please do not take money out of my salary, all right? Please don't do that. I'm working on that. So if I say 4 and you go, no, just tell me, no big deal, and I'll make the adjustment. But I'm on page 4 and you're on page 4. We're going to talk about worship before creation. Now, everybody look up, amen, one more time. Before there was ever anything else, and when everything ends, the one thing that's eternal is worship. Tongues stop. Evangelism stops. Prophecy stops. But what's going on? If we could unzip the heavenlies right now, we could just take a zipper under that third heaven and look up to see what's going on. And we see it in Revelation when we study the book of Revelation. What all's going on there is not much to do with anything other than worship. Well, the very first creatures created for worship were angels. It's there at the top of your page 4. Were angels. Now, at the top of page 4, I don't know if it, let me see if it says it or not because I don't remember. Oh, let me give you the definition. Look at that definition. It says, messenger. The angel's main job was to be, one of their main jobs was to be a messenger. I see you with your pens. That's good for the testing anointing. I will tell you when I sense the testing anointing. Do you know what I mean by that? What'll be on your test? Hello? Okay. So if I say testing anointing, that's something that's on your test. Okay? All right. I sense the testing anointing on that definition of angels. All right, I'm helping you here. I sense the testing anointing. In the Old Testament, The word angel in the Hebrew letter A, under angels, under A1, Old Testament, you should also write these words. Deputy, dispatcher, that's what the word angel means. Deputy or a dispatcher. Deputy, like Barney Fife, you know, on Andy Griffith. Deputy, and dispatcher. It also means messenger in the Old Testament. In the New Testament, there's another word that is implicated, and it means one who guards. And it has the feeling of the same word in the Greek as pastor.